This is Austin Pinto for the Blind Geek Zone. Please note, this note was recorded after the recording. Hello, Blind Geek Zone. Please apologize me if in case you cannot hear this podcast clearly or understand it. My laptop had actually changed the default microphone settings, and I did not know that actually, and I tried to be as loud as possible. According to me, the audio has come out quite good, but still, if anyone cannot hear the audio, then you can comment me. I will try doing this podcast again whenever I have time. I also tried editing the podcast, but there was no much effects to it. I have now rectified the default settings now. It had actually gone to the internal mic, which is not so good, and now I've changed it back to the external mic, which is kind of decent. So hear the podcast and let me know about the quality. Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. This is Austin Pinto, and I'm speaking to you after a very long time. Had some health issues and some network issues last month, so could not do a lot of much podcast for the Blind Geek Zone. Well, today what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you it's a review on CoreTemp, which no one has done so far, at least what I know, what I've listened to the Blind Geek Zone. People have named the software, but they've not reviewed it. I'm going to review CoreTemp. I'm going to show you how does it protect your PC from overheat and overloads. And I'm going to show you how to change the settings, although the settings of CoreTemp are not accessible, but you can still change the settings in an accessible way. I can show you how. First of all, you will need CoreTemp, and you will need this is, if you have this, it's good. If you do not have this, it's okay. Don't you worry about that. You need an old PC with which you can experiment, a PC or laptop or something with which you can experiment the settings. Well, if you don't have the settings, if you don't have the old PC, that's fine enough. I'm going to show you the experiment that I'm going to do, and then you can see for yourself how does it protect you. First of all, download the latest version of CoreTemp, that's 1.0RC4. Do not download anything before that, especially if you are a Windows 8 user, and as this is incompatible with Windows 8. 1.0RC4 also is incompatible with Windows 8. You need to run it as administrator for it to start logging. And I'm gonna show you in a bit what logs are. Now, what is an experiment that I'm gonna do is I have an old PC. It's not that PC which I emailed Liz about last night, I recall them. It's another old PC that I have. It's running Intel dual core processor, I don't know what the name is, at 2.66 GHz. And it was running Windows 2000. It has 512 MB of RAM, which I upgraded to 1 GB. So I upgraded this PC to Windows 8, And what I'm going to do exactly is I'm going to fire up the PC. I'm going to run a full system scan using QuickKey Tool Security. It's an antivirus. This antivirus on the old PC particularly tends to push the loads up a lot. It brings the load up around 40 to 60% initially, and then at the end of the scan takes it to 80 to 90%, which is really critical levels of load. It pushes up the heat also. Of course, the load is increasing, so will the heat. Before scanning, it is around 35 to 40 degrees. During the scan, it pushes it up, and it goes to 99 on core 0 and 92 or 93 on core 1, which is really, really critical for any PC. Now, I would suggest and recommend, do not run this experimentation on any new PC. Also, do not hold me responsible if any of your device gets damaged. This is only to show you how does CoreTemp protect you. There is no frying of a processor, there is no short circuit, there is no explosion, there is no nothing. It's just how to show you how does the CoreTemp protect you. So then, without much talking here, I'm going to move down to my old PC here. I'm going to disconnect my laptop from the wall outlet. Okay. And along with that, along with the scanning, to take things at critical level, I'm going to also watch a YouTube video. So things will get really critical, and it will get loaded up fast. There we go. I've got to my old PC now. Please note, you may hear some pops, and my microphone may just cut out. I will try to clear this as much as I can with GoldWave, but let's see how we get this done. I'm gonna fire this up now. Okay. You can hear the noise it's making. It's a really old computer. I'm just going to fan my microphone in to show you. You can hear the noise that it's making here. Okay. So it's really loud, and okay, now it's time to start NVDA. I have NVDA on this PC because I want to show you the demonstration. And there we go. It starts up pretty quick, but I don't know why, but it tends to make some really loud noises, and especially when the load picks up to about 75%, it really starts to rumble a lot louder. We should get NVDA launched up any moment here. It takes time to launch programs on this one. Yeah, there we have NVDA launched up. I'm gonna keep my laptop aside. Keep it. Let's see. Okay, I'll keep it like this. Okay, now I've put my laptop aside and I'm gonna now start the experiment. Please note for the, and I really apologize for the long pauses that I give, because
you noted it makes nearly a full mark. NVDA Merton.
NVDA can be heard here. I'm gonna boost up the volume because of the noise is really.
S system it's if you're lift your total
signal. Yeah, what is that? Quote and paste.
See, quote and paste on made. Content 1.0 RC4. Folder, human remoted noted clone 0, 40 degree degree C clone 1, 40 degree C clock, 2.3 DH net low, 11% Merton.
So you heard the temperature. It's at 43 on core 0, 40 on core 1, and a load of 11%.
Restore R. Movement at time on a minimize on available then.
Okay, so anyway, now then.
User remoted, clock 0, 39 degrees C, clock 1, 37 degrees C, clock 1.
So, well, the temperature is really in the late 30s, but it's okay.
Clock 0, clock 0, NVDA system, it's in your clip key. Content open, clip key, your total security up online protection, empty nylon, copyright, copy. Total security nylon. Property page.
Now we'll start the
setting. Property content full system scan here.
Start the full system scan here. And you heard the load was of 11%. And I.
Total security nylon. Property page performing full system scan. Progress back to national curtain.
And let's
look at total security. Shut down PC back to national curtain. Human remote clock 0, 49 degrees C clock 1, 43 degrees C clock, 1.6 GH net low, 13% Merton.
So you can see as the scanning starts, it really pushes the heat to late 40, which is, I would say, moderately critical, because here in India the weather is cold now, but not that cool. So I would say it's a little moderate, moderate temperature, moderate critical heat here, but we'll see. We'll just take the check of the temperature in a second. And you see how the load is kicking in, it's in 30% now.
Clock 0, 76 degrees C clock 1, 68 degrees C clock, 2.6 CH net low, 58% Merton.
It's really pushed up the heat to 76% and the load to 56%. Some motherboards nowadays, the modern motherboards, do come with an automatic cutdown point where your CPU powers down when heat reaches around 90 degrees. But the older motherboards, especially the one which this had, did not come with a cutdown motherboard. And This was actually my brother's old PC, which is now my experimental laboratory. That's really, and he was, he used to play games on those PCs, and one day the processor temperature, the CPU temperature reached so high, it hit 175 degrees and the motherboard really went. It just fused off. So we had to change the motherboard, and this one has a cutoff point. We should get the overheat detection any point of time, because to tell you the fact, I can smell the thermal compound of the heatsink here. It's, let's see the temperature.
Currently about 96 degrees C plus 1, 86 degrees C plus 1, 2.6 GH net load, 59% mercury.
The load has not pushed up so much, but the heat is rocketing here. And I know I should not, you know, let this thing exhaust so fast, but I need to show you how does CoTemp work and how does it protect you. So you can see the noise now. That's really, I don't know what's happening in there, but I can really smell the thermal compound here, and it really smells like, I don't know what. Here we go, let's see the temperature. We should get the overheat detection.
Draw zero, that question pilot overheating detected. Your computer will be shut down in 300 seconds. Would you like to delay this action by 60 seconds? Yes, Mutternaut Y. No, Mutternaut 10. CoTemp 1.0 RC4.
There you go, I'm not delayed by any of the 60 seconds. To go back to
human remoted core 0, 99 degrees C core 1, 92 degrees C clock, 2.9 GH net low, 70% mercury warning, core 0 is critical, health balloon.
So you heard that overheat detection and you heard core 0 is critical. So this is the way that CoTemp protects you. Now I'm waiting for this to power down on overheat mode. And then I will wait for about 5 minutes until this cools off, and I'm going to power it back on, and I'm going to show you how to set up CoTemp. I would have shown you first, but then that would have pushed up the temperatures, so I didn't want to push it up before the scanning. So now you can hear the noise. This is really at critical level. So really, I really recommend everyone to get CoTemp, especially if you are if your PC is running hot, then better get it. Otherwise, really, although there is a cutoff point, but you know this motherboard has a cutoff point really high. It has a cutoff point at 150 degrees, and most of the motherboards have cutoff points around that 125-150 degrees, which is really dangerous. And this one, I have changed the heat protection setting to 150 degrees, but it you know, detects it well in advance. It's on 99 degrees even now, and the load is really pushed in here.
4-0, 99 degrees C core 1, 91 degrees C clock, 2.4 GH net load, 66% mercury.
It's at 66%, and more than the load, it's heating up here. We'll be powering it down any moment here. In fact, let me just see if I can show you some of this. To set up CoTemp, you need to go to the core temp folder. It's in your local disk C.
Oh.
Hold on, there's something up here.
Computer 4%. Question I total spec of compute question I not overheating detected. Your computer will be shut down in 300 seconds. Would no button of yes button of no but core temp 1.0. Compute total spec of my computer computer no.
So that's the second overheating.
Maintain 3 controls review level 1 compute E. Total spec computer I have total spec of compute compute O. Total best computer window status mask. Total best computer window item new list hard disk line moving expanded OSC 1.
And we'll be sharing media here because it's not giving the items correctly.
Loading end taskbar OSC window item
okay,
new list.
So you need to go to program files.
Total spec OSC window item new list program type.
And then you need to go to core temp.
Oh. Total spec program type window item new list common C.
And now.
Total spec core temp window item new list language is not select. Total spec core temp window item new list CT log 2.
There we go.
CoreTemp not in iNotepad, edit my.
This is the settings file of CoreTemp.
CoreTemp settings.
So I'll tell you what to change and what is the default value.
All the way on top, 0.
This is default,
okay. DK max offset, 0. Plugin, 1. Endlock, 0. Armor, 0. Login, minimize, 0. Login, 10. Minimize, 0. Rebind, 1000. Show DTK, 0. First CLK, 0. Alt, read, 0. Single instance, 1. Close to SysRay, 0. Status color, 0. Near text color, FF, 0. Label color, FF, near blank. SDX, 0. Time, 0. Minimode, 0. Language. Blank. System, 2.
Yeah, here you need to change something here.
SysRay option 0, SysRay transparent at 1, SysRay color or SysRay color or SysRay color at SysRay color at SysRay color at SysRay color at SysRay color clock, SysRay color load, SysRay color load, SysRay display frequency 1.
So display frequency, this default by default is 0, you need to change it to 1.
SysRay display load 1.
SysRay display load. This also by default is 0, you need to change it to 1.
SysRay on name, SysRay on blank, overheat protection
setting. Overheat protection.
Enable OHP 1.
Enable OHP, that's the overheat protection, you need to change it to 1. By default it's 0.
Note that I have 0, balloon 1, slash 0, execute.
Then these are the options that you must enable execute.
Enable shutdown 1.
Enable shutdown, this is 0. By default, you need to make this 1.
Protection type 2.
Protection type, I will suggest new to defaults.
Activate at 0. Second, execute 1 slot, degree 150.
Degrees by default is 90. I've changed that to 150 because if I would keep it 90, within 1 or 2 minutes, it would really give the overheat protection warning. Then, that's it. That's all you need to change. So you do not need to open
CoreTemp window.
CoreTemp and go to settings and change that because that is really inaccessible. You need to change the INI file. Let's see what the status is.
You have loaded the clock 0, 99 degrees C clock 1, 93 degrees C clock, 2.5 pH net load, 70% button.
It's still not actually shutting down. Because I have not seen the YouTube video, if I would see that, that would then shut down. So I think that's it my dear friends, it's not a way to power down this machine. This is how CoreTemp protects you against overheat and even loads, if any of the core phases and overload, it displays the warning there. And what's best is NVDA reads out all the warnings and the detections, and JAWS, I don't know about JAWS, but NVIDIA at least will read out to you all the warnings and detections. So that's about the CoTemp review. If you would like to contact me, you can comment on this podcast on BankGeekZone under the link comment. If you want to email me privately, you can do that by sending a mail to austintinto.xavier@gmail.com. With this email ID, you can search me on Facebook, Orkut, Google Plus, and LinkedIn, and also on Skype. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter ID is Austin M. Pinto, that's AUSTINMPINTO, all this is one word. So, looking forward to hear from you with any questions or comments, and also I'm also thinking of doing a Windows 8 review number 7, which I'm going to do on a request from some people of the BankGeekZone. So till then, it's goodbye from me.